Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, mind is like a deep mind that's full of gold. Better dig it out before the time will turn you old. Yeah. I ain't talking about the physical, I'm spiritual. If you follow with your calico, I'm Alamo. I'm standing here to make my stand. Until I go, why you acting like a hater? Oh, I'm so intangible. Look it up, get some vocab in your bloody manifold. I've been making these records like I'm Barry Manilow. Ain't no telling when you fall on something, how the man will grow. Ain't no telling how you make your wealth and how the plan will show. All the people had to climb up out they mental catacombs. I'm a sellout at the drone, rapping with a megaphone. I'm a god up on this microphone, I came to raise a tone. Vibrating in a mega zone with my metronome. I'm so loyal, I can't leave my home, I can't leave alone. I'm so loyal, I can't leave my own, the mimic of the throne.
That right.
If you don't get it, press repeat and go. I'm so loyal, I can't leave my own, the mimic of the throne.
That right.
If you don't get it, press repeat and go, you'll find it.
I knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, March the 6th. March the 6th of 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, Will, another outstanding show schedule for today. As you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to drop a nugget in your lap today talking about the substance trumps symbols. We want to talk about the entire creative narrative or the entire creation narrative. And we want to also make an offer today. The entire creative narrative is inside of everything that I've been talking about, going all the way back the last, I want to say, at least 10 years. So everything that I've done has been documented or recorded through these, you know, different blog talk channels and different venues. So what the offer is, my entire system sells for $20,000. For the members of the Kingdom Menace Training Center, Life Management System, for everybody that's a part of everything that I've been doing, I'm offering that today. Actually, for the rest, we do it for the entire, well, at least for the next 2 weeks or so, until March the 15th. Then my entire system for non-members for $10,000, for members for $5,000. Now, that's a lot of money. People tell me all the time. That is true. for some people that is a lot of money. It's not about the money, it's about the substance. Okay, Brother Will, well, what's included in this $5,000? What's included in this $10,000 package that you normally sell for $20,000? Well, the entire creative process, the entire creative narrative, everything that starts, if you go all the way back and you start from zero and you go all the way up to where I am today, it also includes everything that I'm doing the rest of this year, which will pretty much take us to the entire narrative. Now, the entire narrative is the creative narrative or the creation story. Now, the true creation narrative is based upon substance, not symbols. So what we have is symbols. Now, the symbols are in the form of labels. These labels are in the form of titles. These titles gives us limits. So what we have is we have the same story, but we got different titles. We got different names. We got different labels. So without under, over, and understanding how these titles are laid out in different labels, but they all contain the same substance. Now, I've done the entire body of work, but I am laying it out in layers or levels because it is overwhelming to the brain to just drop all 13 layers onto you at one time. So we're going through, I'm going through this process and have been going through this process or this narrative over the last 10 years. And now we're coming to the completion of that narrative. So I am offering the entire narrative that's contained inside of all of these ancient texts that we've been talking about and we will continue to talk about. Now, the reason why this is so important is because this is 100% there is evidence that when we look at the Jesus story or the Jesus of the Gospel of Thomas, it's interesting that in that narrative, there is no interest in symbols or prophecies. Yahushua wasn't talking about a kingdom of God that was coming down from the sky. Rather, in the Gospel of Thomas, in the Nahamari text, in the Dead Sea Scrolls, in the Septuagint, in all the cuneiform texts, he's always talking about the present interest in a future kingdom now. He talks about the fact that the coming or the future kingdom is a distraction to keep you from experiencing the present kingdom. So Yahushua talks about the present moment. The present is a present. That's why they call it a present. So Yahushua talks about in all of the narrative, now this is the true entire creation narrative. Now, it's being laid out in blocks and in pieces, so that way you are not distracted by the current narrative. So this is the library of content that breaks down the symbols so that way you can extrapolate the substance. Because the truth that you are in the process of extrapolating the substance from the symbols is consciousness or awareness that leads to freedom. So it is the freedom of thought or the freedom of mind that allows you to connect with the true, authentic, creative creation process or story. Now, the inability to do that means the inability to understand or to experience freedom. So this is the platform of the entire narrative. So what I am offering today is the platform of the entire narrative. Now, otherwise, you can go through this and you can continue the process. Because if you do not live, now the Bible says now faith is. So the present moment is the kingdom of God. So the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, or this current spiritual dimension is in the now. It's not yesterday and it's not tomorrow. It's now. So the kingdom of God is now. So the inability to have this experience now as spiritual beings, that is the process, the trap, that's the prison to keep you on this particular plane, to keep you from experiencing the true life. So the true Yahushua, the Gospel of Thomas, and all of the other texts talks about the light of God that is within each and every one of us. The light is within you. So the Gospel of Thomas and all of the ancient texts talks about this. The Bible says it as well when it says that the kingdom of God is within. We have this treasure hidden Where is this treasure? This treasure is hidden inside of earthen vessels. So it's the same narrative, but it's just told by using different symbols. And so what's happening is this theater or this way by which we experience the laminin of God, and the laminin, which is inside of the body, is a molecule that holds the body together. The laminin of God is the Lamb of God. So laminin is the Lamb within. So you have this molecule inside of your body called laminin. You can go to Google and type it in. Do not believe me? Again, I have a whole book called The Biology, and also my book, Christen, that talks about this topic or this subject, because, again, we've got a different symbol, but it's the same substance. The symbol of laminin is a symbol of the Lamb, which is a symbol of the ram, which is Aries, which is the ram of God, which is the Lamb of God, which is the laminin of God. Notice I just said three symbols, but they all are the same substance. So the trick that has been played upon entire humanity is we change symbols, but the substance stays the same. And so everybody is into symbolism, and that everybody is arguing and debating over different symbols. So your symbol is a cube, my symbol is a cross, or my symbol is an alligator, or my symbol is a fat man with a big belly, or my symbol is this. Everybody is debating symbols. Nobody's talking substance. And so the God of substance is hidden behind the symbols of men. Let me say it again. The God of substance is behind the symbols of men. So everybody is talking to me about their substance. I mean about their symbols. And I'm looking for substance, and I don't see substance. Well, Brother Will, what substance are you looking for? I'm looking for evidence of a digitized consciousness on another plane. What is that? Love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. That's the evidence that the universe has been fine-tuned past the physical existence of matter or data that allows you to live a life devoid of symbols, but that's encapsulated with substance. And so the inability for you to have, when I talk to somebody, I'm looking for one thing. They are going to show me their symbol, and I am going to sit back and see if they contain substance, because everybody has a symbol, and people will die for the symbol while being totally debunked of substance. So Jesus knew this, so he taught in parable A. A parable is a symbol that contains a deeper substance. So Jesus knew this, and I knew this. That's the hallmark of truth. That is the entire true creative narrative. That is the entire true creative narrative. So for the last 10 years, I've been embarking upon a journey to reveal to you the true creation story. And that is substance trumps symbols. Process trumps product. So everybody is telling me about their product, but I'm asking you, what's the process by which you extrapolated that product? So if your process is not based upon love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, so that means you got to the finish line. But like the Father said in the Gospels, he said, you know, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, for I never knew you. Even though you laid hands on the sick, you cast out devils, you did this and you did that, you did all of these great things, but you did it with a false light. You didn't do it with the real light. You did it with the wrong substance. So the Father, the real one, the big one, he's about substance. He's not about symbols. Everybody that I know is fighting to verify or to substantiate their symbol, but they don't have substance. The substance that they have, as we've been talking about in the private series on the substance, are the cosmology of the cosmos grator. So the power is in the air, and that the air has a prince, because the prince is the producer of the power that you call the air. It is the lord of the power of the air. So we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities, against wickedness that's in high places in the air. So the L is in the word. So the the big G that has allowed the symbol of him to be manipulated by the little G. The symbol is the G. The substance is aletheia. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, and 10 says that if you do not have the love of the substance is love. If you do not have the love of the truth, if you do not have that, then what you have is a symbol. Now, brothers and sisters, again, everything that I've done in the past, everything that I've done, everything that I will be doing in the future is available. Now, remember, this is a library of content. This library of content guarantees something called consciousness or awareness. So that way you're able to see what I see. Now, you can go right now and you can read the Nahamadi text, and it's not going to make any sense. Because everybody that reads the Nahamadi text, they read the cuneiform text, they read the Septuagint, they read all of these different symbols. But it's hard to extrapolate the substance. So the entire true creative narrative is contained inside of these symbols. But it takes the Spirit of God that is downloaded into the body of a man to extrapolate the substance from the symbols. It's like if you were eating, you know, crab. Like I don't like crawfish and don't really like too much seafood, but like when I watch my wife eat it, they have to pull out the meat. When she eats lobster, I watch them crack it and pull the meat out. Because the meat is inside. But the meat is hidden inside of a substance called the skin. The truth is no different. So the true creation story is hidden inside of a symbol that's called the cross, or a symbol that's called a cube, or a symbol that's called a little fat man with a big belly, or a symbol. There's all of these symbols. But the world that we live in is based upon symbolism. And what I am finding is very few people have the ability, have the discernment, or have the gift to decode the symbol. So I've spent 10 years decoding symbols, and I'm going to spend another 10 years decoding symbols. So all of the symbols that I've already decoded, which is so much stuff I can't even, like, I don't know, like, yeah, it would have to be delivered in a multitude of, you know, USBs. So my entire library of content is available. You know, normally sells for $20,000. It's available for non-members for $10,000. It's available for members for $5,000. That's the entire, everything I've done in my entire life. And so much stuff that I can't even go through it. We spend the whole show just going through the content. But what's the value of the library of content that will guarantee to give you consciousness that leads to freedom? Because, again, the truth shall make you free. So if you got whatever you have, if you do not understand the culture of symbols, which is the will of what they call Dharma, D, and then the word, again, Harma, H-A-R-M. This is the will in the ancient text. In Egypt, it is the Ankh. In Germany, it's the swastika. In China, it's the Chira. In the Bible, it's the Lamb of God, which is the realm of God. In your body, it's the laminin of God. So laminin, look at the word laminin. It's lamb in, L-A-M-I-N, lamb N-N. So laminin, go to Google, type in the word laminin, L-A-M-I-N-I-N. Click on enter or click on images, and you're going to see something that looks like a cross. That's the symbol in the body. Then we have the Lamb of God. That's in the Bible. Then we got the realm. Remember, Abraham was going to crucify Isaac, and then that was a realm in the bush. That represents the Aries. That was, at that time, the zodiac sign that we are in. We are not in Ram no more. We are in Pisces. That's why we got two fish. That's why every Cretan has two fish on the back of their car. If they want a symbol. But what is the substance? They don't know. They just got two fish, the Pisces. What's coming up in the Pisces? The water bearer. In the next 50 years, everybody's going to be walking around. They're going to have a picture of a – they're going to have a dude with a picture of water on their car. Because before that, they had two fish. Before that, they had a ram. Before that, they had a bull. This is in the – so I can tell what's going to happen. I know the narrative. I know how the story plays out. I know how the story began. I know how the story is maintained, and I know how the story ends. Because it's in the symbols. So it's the cultural symbolism. Without the ability to extrapolate the substance from the symbol, your dog don't hunt. And you will not have peace. Because the peace comes from understanding what Yahushua did. And that is, Yahushua understands that a symbol is a mark. It is a sign. It is a word that indicates what signifies or what should be understood. It is a representation of an ideal. It is an object. Symbols allow people to go beyond what is known and what is seen. That's called Gnostic. That's called Gnosis. That's called knowledge. That's called consciousness. That's called awareness. That's called the ability to perceive, to oversee. Without that ability, you have fear. And you have doubt. You have unbelief. Because you cannot digest the symbols. Now, I've already decoded the entire code. So I can tell you how it started. I can tell you how it's maintained. And I can tell you how it's going to end. But it's not going to end because the end is just the beginning. So I can tell you. I can tell you everything that's in the book of Revelation, and I can show it to you in the sky, on the sky, and I can go back to the Old Testament, and I can tell you that the destroyer, if you look it up in the original text and what it means, and I can tell you exactly what happened. There was a cosmological event. I can tell you why they put the blood over the doorpost so that the death angel could pass by. I can tell you why Moses was Moses. I can tell you why Noah was spared during the flood. I can tell you Ham, Cush. I can tell you all of those things because I understand it's a symbol. That contains a greater substance. The inability to understand symbolism means that you are subject to the cross of Laron, or the cross of Laron, L-O-R-R, or Lorraine, A-I-N-E. Why? This is the ability to understand what the Gnostics understood. Now, brothers and sisters, of all of the research that I've done, and will continue to do, that I'm making available to you. If this stuff was to be wiped off the internet, well, you don't have access to it. Or for the people who can't decode. So, for example, a lot of people can't even decode the Chifra. A lot of people don't even know what the Chifra is, C-H-I. Now, you've heard of it because if you listen to my show, R-H-O, the Chifra, C-H-I, it's a symbol. It is a monogram. The C-H-I is the chi or the chi. That's the prana, that's the pneuma, that's the ruach, that's the spirit. The R-H-O, that is the Greek for Christos or Christ. So most Christians that I know, they've never even heard of what is called Christogram. They don't even know what a Christogram is. Not that they should, not that it's important. But to understand the true narrative, the entire true narrative of the creation and the creative narrative of the story, you must understand that. Now, if you're not interested in understanding the true narrative, then you're not interested. You don't care where the X meets the cross. It's not a concern. It doesn't represent multidirectionalism or multidimensionalism or the multi dimensions of the Word of God. Because it's where the CHI and the RHO intersect. It is the two that intersects in the city. Or in the center. Now, all of the ancient texts, they over under understood that the meaning behind the chero was aletheia, or some people call thea, T-H-E-A. Thea, T-H-E-I, T-H-E-A is the feminine aspect of T-H-E-O. T-H-E-O, masculine god. T-H-E-A, feminine goddess. T-H-E-A is the word T-H-E-A-T-E-R, theater. This is the theater of God. So this harmonious arrangement, if you want to use that word, is the T-H-E-A of God. It's the theater which represents the territory or the territor or the territory or the terraformer or the torus or the toroidal of God. That means the circle. The circle represents the kirka. The kirka, which is the Greek or the German word for circle, represents the church. It's where Christos or the Christ or the oil meets the, what is called the Torah, the TP, the Torah, or the toroidal donut. It's where the two circles intersect. This is called Christos. So the word is C-H-R-E-S-T-O-S. That means implement. It's the ability to implement the word of God. Now, again, all of that is extrapolated from a symbol of an X and a cross together. It's just a symbol. That's all it is. But again, without understanding the ability to extrapolate the meaning from the symbol, all you got is a cross over an X, that, you know, or a P over an X. Because the C-H-I-R-H-O, that was way back in Constantine time. This is just basic biblical history. That's it. It's not even biblical history. I shouldn't even say biblical history. It's really Gnostic history. But remember, all of the Gnostics are dead. So the question that should be burning in your brain is, like I presented to the private study last night, why are all the Gnostics dead? What is the Gnostic cross? Anybody know what a Gnostic cross is? Most people never even heard of the word Gnostic. They don't know. It just means Noah or seer. So it's the cross with inside of a circle. And then what does that represent? Again, it's a symbol. So the cross inside of a circle, that represents the what they call the cross of Jerusalem. It also represents what they call the zodiac sign, because it's a circle that has a cross inside of it. That's exactly what you have in your Dear Canoe report. You have a circle, and it has a cross inside of it. It divides that circle into four parts. That four parts represents the upper half divided from the lower half. That represents as above, so below. That represents establishing what's in heaven down on earth. Because the circle is a kirka. Kirka, again, is a symbol of God's true divinity. Because the most powerful number of all the numbers is the number that's not even talked about in numerology. That's the number zero. You notice numerology is just 1 through 9. Where's zero? Because zero represents the true essence of the Father, the big G. That's not on this dimension. That's why nobody talks about the number zero. Because we want to talk about because the numbers 1 through 9 is a lower vibration of the number zero. That's just another symbol that that represents or contains a deeper substance. So the Gnostic cross is really a symbol of spirit that is dropped down into mass or matter. As above, so below. That's what you are. You are a spirit that has possession of a soul that is manifesting itself through mass or matter. That's the same thing in any culture. I don't care where you go. That is basically what they call alchemy. That's just a basic understanding of the sacred symbols that contain sacred substance. So the inability to over and understand that means you don't have no freedom. So if you don't have freedom, it comes from the inability to dissect the symbols to extrapolate the substance. What's the substance? Love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Without such things, there is no law. So without this ability to take out the substance of what is called, as we're breaking down in the evening show, the demiurge. So the demiurge, I included that three-part series for free for everybody that's taking this course. It breaks down the chief archon, which again is a symbol. The word archon is a symbol, but that contains a substance. So your job is to understand that the creator of the world, this chief archon, which is a little g, a lower vibration. But again, you got to be able to extrapolate the substance. You should not just make statements. You can, but you should be able to extrapolate to use etymology to trace back your symbol or your statement to a deeper substance that brings about freedom that is based upon love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, and self-control. See, the Gnostics, who were, again, all killed back during the Salem Witch Hunt days and the Dark Ages, and back during all of the ancient history, all of the Gnostics were wiped out along with all of their books. Why? Their books contained a direct line back to source. So you know that the Lamb of God meant the Ram of God, and the Ram of God meant Aries, and Aries meant Laminin, and the Laminin of God. And you know that a minister was a monster, because a minister represents Minotaur. So the Minotaur, now remember, when I was a kid, I was always hunted by the Minotaur. That's why I became a Minotaur. That allowed me, Minotaur, that means mini star, little star. That made me a moon star, a mon star. So I was connected to the cosmology. So I know all this stuff internally because of when, where I was born, my ancestors, that's inside of my DNA, my name that contains, because my name is a symbol of a deeper substance, so I don't have to go to school. I don't have to go learn this. I didn't got to talk to nobody. It's inside my DNA. It's inside my bones. It's inside every cell of my body, because on the surface of every cell is something called a cellular membrane. That cell membrane is the word membrane, M-E-M-E. Membrane means the biological transmission of the genes. So my genes was changed through this memory process. It's called information. So that means formatted consciousness. So my brain was formatted by what we read yesterday in Jeremiah 16. My father's inherited lies. Their father's inherited lies. And we read that yesterday in Jeremiah 16, verse 19. And so without being able to trace it back, now I've documented and recorded, like I'm recording this show. So everything that I've done in the past, everything that I will be doing in the future is being made available to you, so that way you can trace back the entire true creative narrative, so that way you can get out of symbolism and get into substanceism. Because substance is the only thing that provides truth or freedom. Truth is freedom. If you don't have freedom, you don't have substance. You got a symbol. So your job and my job is to assist you with getting contact with you, to get back in true contact with the divine spark within each and every one of us, because the demiurge and the archons have misled and enslaved mankind, so that way you could worship, or you can get work. The word worship means to work. So their job is they work to prevent you, us, from ever embarking upon the journey that I'm on, which is, if you go to work, you don't have time to do what I do. It took me 20 years to get this overstanding. If remember, they want to enslave, they did a damn good job of doing it, by the way. So the ability to enslave your mind, that's why in all of the ancient texts, they came to mine gold. That gold is inside of your brain. They came to mind. If you don't mind, they're going to mind your mind. It's the mining of the mind. It's M-I-N-I-N-G, mining your mind. The gold is the God inside of the mind. So their job, the Archon's God's job, is to distract you, to keep you busy working, to mislead, so that way they can enslave. So by misleading you with symbols, I can enslave you, and that will prevent you from waking up to the true potential that's inside of you, because you got to go to work. And so the ability to do this is only done through fear. The only way to keep you on the treadmill of life, knows when you're running on the treadmill, you can't look up. You got to look down. Otherwise, you might misstep, slip, fall, hurt yourself. So I got to spread fear. I got to spread doubt. I got to spread unbelief. That's what God has given us, the spirit of fear. So I can always tell somebody who is misinterpreting symbols because they got fear. They got hatred. They got suspicion. They are driven into all manners of reckless thinking. Because of fear, they are afraid. Why are they afraid? Because of the fear that is being piped into their brain, because they're being mined by symbols. So if you got a symbol It produces a what is called fanaticism because it's not based upon cognitive reality. Now, we don't want to get into the psychosis of it from a psychological perspective because, again, this is some deep shizness. Because the inability to trace back something to source, you cannot connect the dots. And so what this does, this puts you in a predicament where you do not have accurate and correct information. Go in and format your nation. I'm going to put you in a particular, I'm formatting the brain. This produces a mood, which produces a temperament, which produces a pattern called a personality. So your personality, for people like me, is easily to detect, to dissect, because I can see that it's not based upon true freedom, because you don't have no freedom. Now, again, as a former slave who was under the psychological effects of slavery or Willie Lynch, which is the ability to basically make you feel, so that way you produce what is called self-genocide. Now, the black man, the black race, is the only race that is killing themselves. The black man or the black race is the only race due to the psychological effects of symbolism that contains no substance, is the only race of people that would do self-defeated behavior. Anyway, now think for a moment. If you spell, if you're a black man, black woman, we're the only people that we get paid, we take all of our money. The only race, now again, you can Google all this stuff. The black dollar stays in the neighborhood less than 1 minute. No other race. The average is 6 hours. Black is less than 1 minute. That means as soon as you get paid, you go outside your neighborhood and you pay your money for something you didn't produce or another black man or black woman didn't produce, myself included. Now, the black man is the only man that will eat a diet that will kill him. Dogs, don't believe me, do this too. Do this. If you got a pet, put some poison in your pet's water. He's going to walk over there, he's going to smell it, and he's going to walk away. Dogs don't eat stuff that kills them. But black people will eat pork chops, will eat hog maws, will eat this, that, and the other. That is nutritionally, now I'm not talking about taste, but it has no nutritional value. Now, I do that, and I know a lot of stuff. I still eat Krispy Kreme donuts, even though it has no nutritional value, and even though if it's done over time, it will kill you. Why? We're the only race of people that have, because we're programmed. I got the same program. That's why I can talk about it. I didn't read about the program in the book. I got the program today. I still got it. And if I don't force myself to go outside the program, I'm not going to eat nothing green. I'm not going to eat nothing lean. I'd rather come home and watch TV all day. I'm not going to go exercise. I'm not going to go walk outside. I'm not going to do no earthing. I'm not going to go out in the sun. I'm not going to do no sun gazing. I'm not going to go and breathe no good prana, no good air. I'm going to kill myself. Self-defeated behavior. There's no other race of people on the earth before or after that kills themselves, except for the black man. The black man, the black race. Why? Program is learned helplessness. And you are continually being programmed by the dominant culture, because every time you come on TV, what's going on R. Kelly? He's on TV right now crying like a newborn baby. Why? And why is that broadcast on all those neighbors, all of the channels? What just happened to Bill Cosby? What happened to Red Fox? I don't know no black man. What just happened to Dr. Sabin? He got arrested for having $30,000 in his pocket. So it's a crime to have money in your pocket. If you're black, how many black people got shot in the back just for getting out of their car? And there's one video where the dude tell him, sir, I need to drive a license and registration. He reaches to get his driver, he get lit up. And while he got shot 8 times, he's talking to the dude, you told me to get the, well, I didn't know what you was reaching for. Oh, you know, I used to be a cop. I don't know what the hell that, I don't know what that is. I wasn't trained like that. Now, I know my brother's still a cop. And to him, that was justifiable. Because he's trained. He's been formatted. That's my own brother. How come I don't? Because I'm not in that space no more, so I'm not formatted by that information no more. I don't watch cop videos no more. My brain is not formatted by corrections and by criminal justice anymore. Where black people will shoot another black man because they're programmed by the same format, the same information. Now, we could talk diet. We could talk religion. We could talk health and fitness. We could talk, knowledge. I don't care what we're talking about. What you got is a lie. Food is not food. You don't believe me? Just look at the nutritional content of the food you eat. You go to Walmart, you can't find nothing. Even go to the produce section. It is not real produce. There is no food. You have to go find a farmer that got some heirloom genetic seed and put it in the ground that hopefully the ground has been demineralized. The soil is whack. The entire narrative is designed to kill you. That's the only reason why, because they know you're designed by the big G to live forever. So you don't D-I-E, you D-Y-E. That's the narrative that was given to you at birth. So you don't question the narrative. Have you ever questioned why you do what you do? Anybody? Why do you comb your hair to the left? Men, why do we shave down and not up? Now, that's a good reason why you shave up, especially, you probably get more irritation of the skin and, ingrown hair, so on and so forth. So, okay, that makes reasonable and logical sense to me. So I will continue to shave in the direction that my hair grow instead of shave in the direction that it doesn't grow. Why? I've investigated it. But have you investigated yourself? Not your mama or not your daddy, not the reverend, not the bishop, not master teacher. Have you? Have you investigated the nature of your reality? No. No, you have not. Because if you did, you'll be just like me. You'll be free in your mind. You're not a prisoner of some other Helican dialectic. You can still eat a Krispy Kreme donut, but nobody can convince you that eating a Krispy Kreme donut is healthy if you're free in your mind. You may still get a flu shot, or you may still, if you have a child, like I told my, my daughter, they didn't do the vaccination process. My son, none of his daughters have been vaccinated because they listened to me. Now, when I was young, I didn't know that, so they all got, but now there's mercury in that crap. It's a roll of the dice. A lot of kids get vaccinated and they end up with autism. They were perfectly healthy before the vaccination. So that's why somebody investigated it. But what did I do? I didn't take their investigation and say, oh, I'm just against vaccinations because I don't know. No, I did some research. Now, you can do your own research. So my question to you is, the entire narrative that's called your life, have you investigated yourself, and do you got documented proof and evidence to support the belief, whatever it is that you got? So if you believe that you should eat squirrel, do you got any proof that eating squirrel has nutritional value? If you do, eat squirrel. If you don't, you might want to stop eating squirrel and do some investigation to see if eating squirrel is nutrition or is valuable to you. If you believe that Allah is God, because you were taught, I would recommend that you do some research just to find out who is the chief God and his wife, and did they have any children, and if so, what are their names? What are their names? Have you investigated yourself? The Yahweh, Yahuwah, El Shaddai, Elion, Adonai, all of the names of the deities, have you personally investigated? Did your own researches to come up with the historical evidence or lack of historical evidence to support your belief system? Have you personally done that? No, you have not. Why? Doc, I ain't got time. Doc, I got to go to work. That's why millionaires pay me. My last millionaire buddy, when I asked him, why are you paying me to do this? And you know more than me? Because he didn't got the time. And then he corrected me. I know more than you when it comes to making money, but I don't know more than you when it comes to spiritual and esoteric knowledge. So I'm going to teach you how to make money, and you can teach me how to understand spiritual knowledge. That's why he brought the same thing I'm offering you today. And he willingly and gladly paid 20 grand Now, I don't sell the system for 20 grand or more. It's 10 grand. It's 5 grand if you're a member of the Life of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. Why? This breaks down every symbol on earth. This goes all the way back to the beginning. You start all the way at the beginning, and you start with the garden story. Then you go to the Septuagint. Then you go to the Textus Receptus. And then you go, who is the Masoret Jews? And then you go and you research the five dynasties. And then you go into Egyptology, and you research all of the pharaohs. And then you get to Serapis, and you find out how the hell we get a Caucasian pharaoh. And then everything changed after Serapis. And then you find out why it changed. And then you research Flavinus Josephus. And then you find out, I've already done it, but this is what you're gonna be, this is what's in this and in all the information that I've then you find out why is all the historic, why is it, you mean to tell me that is the only historian alive? Flavinus Josephus? And as you guys know, his name wasn't, you know, Flavinus Josephus. He was a turncoat. He was the guy. But he wrote or rewrote history to benefit the Flavians. Now, this is inside of the video that I told everybody last night. That's on YouTube for free. So it doesn't require, but there's a reason why you refuse to investigate. Because in your gut, you know the truth. Because, again, the Father has written his laws on the hearts and minds of his people. So now we are without recompense. That means that we don't have an excuse now, because it's basic history that Emperor Titus Domitian, back in the Roman Empire era, these five families that controlled the narrative, they controlled the narrative. That means they wrote history. And so this is historical fact. This has nothing to do with no religion. This is just history by looking up Josephus and then looking at, again, the Flavians. And then looking up all of the major players back then that control the narrative. This is what we're talking about, the narrative, how we got this narrative. This is the entire true creation of the narrative. This gets into, because we're not challenging or disagreeing with any other narrative. What we're looking for is the true narrative. And by going back and, again, according to all of the historical documents, that's written in stone, and that's written on parchment, and that's written on papal bulls, and it gets back into all of the emperors that, again, was in Rome, and it goes back through all of the pharaohs that, again, this, now, thankfully, in Egypt, is actually written. It's actually written on walls. There's a great book called The Antiquities of the Jews. So in that book, The Antiquities of the Jews, it talks about this debate over this thing that we call Christianity. And it talks about how this thing was fleshed out. And it gets into basic history. There's a book called The Book of Wars that talks about this as well. And why is it so important? Because a lot of the things that we have that call a narrative, it helps us to understand how we got this narrative. That's the stuff that's inside of all of the content and in all of the shows that I've talked about. And this is what I'm offering, and this is what is available. Why? Because, again, Joseph Atwell, another great book, again, that talks about this. That was a book written by this guy called from Cambridge University, Professor James Dunn. Again, talking about history. Nobody's opinion, just historical fact. Okay, what's another historical fact that I've talked about and I've documented that's a part of what I'm offering today. So my entire library of content from beginning till end, even the future stuff that I ain't even talked about that I'll be unfolding the rest of this year. Y'all remember the series that I did on the Destroyer? Now, remember, the Destroyer is in the Bible. That's where I got it from. So in the Bible, it talks about the destroyer. Well, also in cosmology, it talks about the destroyer. It's called the Red Comet. It's called Planet X. Now, NASA, which, again, I've talked about too, N-A-S-A, that means, in the, that's a Hebrew word, NASA. That means deceiving snake. So do you think, I mean, I don't know. Again, I'm not that bright. I'm just a didactic discourser. I'm very didactic. So you mean to tell me you're going to get information from, you're going to believe what the lying snake is preventing out. So if you see an image from NASA, are you going to take, now all images of Earth come from NASA. Go to Google and look at the images of space, and it comes from NASA. And the word NASA means NASA. It's a Hebrew word that means deceiver, a lying snake. So you're going to take their images as gospel truth. Yeah, you might not want to do that, boo-boo. I'm just saying, you might want to get your images, or you might want to get a second opinion from anything that you get from the lions. I mean, it's in their name. So that they kind of tell you up front, like, you might not want to believe what we're saying, but now the lions, now why are they building deep underground military bases? Now, again, go to Google and type in D-U-M. Just, again, don't believe me. Go to Google and do it, your favorite search engine, and type in deep underground military bases, and then click on images. There's a map that lists, and they got letters or letters of dots, about the hidden reality of the deep underground military bases right now. All, now, this is just in the United States. They got a whole city. They got a whole transportation system. So the one percenters are preparing for something. Now, remember, if you know the narrative, you know how it starts, you know how it's maintained, and you know everything that's in the book of Revelation, you know how it ends. You know that the end is just a changing of the guard. It's a changing of the guard or the changing of the gods. Now, they know this. How do they know? Now, let me get this right. So Donald Trump is arrogant. Why? Now, Jay-Z, Kanye, all of the one percenters, they worship, you know, they knowingly worship or pledge allegiance to, you know, Lucifer. And they don't care. Why? They know something you don't. Because they got what we call, what I call success. They got money. Now, success to me is just access to better whatever. It has nothing to do with religion. It has to do with freedom from religion. It has to do with attachment to source. Because remember, Jesus did not come representing a religion. Jesus came representing eternal life, freedom. So I don't have a religion. I have a life. I have Zoe, because that's what Jesus had, based upon the story. Now, Jesus himself is a symbol, which, again, I've already did the show. Now, remember in the show and in the series that I did, the title of that series was called The Destroyer, Nibiru, Planet X, and the Red Comet. Now, I did that show, I did that series in 2012. I think it was December the 13th of 2012, somewhere back then. It's 2019. That's why you need to know that. Because I can't keep going back and repeating what I did 10 years ago. So now we're going where we're going in 2019, this year? Oh, man, what I'm going to share tonight for the members of the Kingdom in Ashtranger, for the Kingdom in Ashtranger, for the members of the current series that's breaking down the cosmology of the Cosmogrator, I'm going to give you the name of the entity of every organ in your body. And I'm going to show you how you came to be you, based upon all of the ancient texts, and again, all of the people in the East, now they know this. Now, these are called powers. Now, again, Ephesians 6, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood because something created flesh and blood. We wrestle against principalities. We wrestle against powers. We wrestle against rulers. And so we're going to talk about principalities, powers, and rulers. Now, in the ancient text, it says, and the powers began. The first one created a bone, and the second one created a sinew, S-I-N-E-W. The third created a flesh. The fourth created a marrow. The fifth created a blood. The sixth created a envy, which created skin. The seventh created understanding or hair. The multitude of the angels attended him, and they received from the powers of the seven substance of the nature in order to create the properties or the proportions of the limbs. And then it goes on and it keeps reading, and it talks about E-T-E-R-A-P-H-O-P-E, created head. Then it says blank created brain, blank created right eye, blank created left eye, blank created ear. And it goes through every organ and everything that's inside of what you and I call the body. And it talks about how this thing, or how it was fleshed out or created, all of the organs, every part of the human anatomy, and the name of the, I'm going to use the word entity for lack of a better term. Now, remember, not saying bad or good, it's a power. So certain powers, now we don't know what powers are unless you listen to the series that I did that explained what powers are. Powers are not what we think, so our definitions are flawed. And then it breaks all of this down, and it culminates, or it ends in a creation of what we call Adamu, or Adam, or Atom, or Atum, or Etom, what I'm doing right now. So this is how you create etymology. This is how you create Atumology, A-T-U-M. This is how you create Adamology, A-D-A-M. This is how you create Atomology, A-T-O-M. All of the ologies are created by powers, by principalities, or by rulers. Without, again, we got a symbol of how it's done, because the Bible is a code for the body. But without understanding that the Bible is the body and the body is the Bible, then you do not have the true creative narrative and the true creation narrative. So therefore, you got a symbol of that. But that symbol doesn't explain how the process that produced the symbol. There is a process that produces. Without the process of production, you cannot have production. There's a process. So when I hooked up with millionaires, I found out there's a process. Now, the process is how they think, not what they think. So when I was hanging out with my millionaire buddies back 20 years ago, I sit and I didn't ask them, okay, dude, what do I do? No, what I asked them, how do you think about what you do? No, they taught me how to think. And they told me, you think like a black man. You think like a slave. You don't think like somebody that has white privilege. So now I think like again, not race. I think like production. Because if you inherited generational wealth, think, brothers, think. How does somebody who turns 18 and get a trust fund think? How does somebody who turns 18 and get kicked out of their house and say, "Nigga, I don't know where you're going to go, but you better go somewhere." How do they think? Do you think they think the same? So when I was 13, because my father didn't wait till I was 18. When I was 13, you know what I thought? Survival. You know what I thought? Food, clothing, and shelter. Now, if I was 13 and I had inherited a $1 million trust fund, how would I think? Would I think food, clothing, and shelter? Hell no. I would think girls, 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 girls I do adore. That's what I would be thinking. Total different narrative, brother. Total different narrative, sister. Now, let me make sure you understand, because I don't know if you got this, especially if you're a black man. You better wake up. If you're a black man, your thinking is whack. You're thinking flawed. You're not thinking. The white man just thinks different than you because he got a different narrative than you. You ain't got no generational wealth. Go back in your generation. My sisters, my grandchildren, if I don't change my thinking, and thankfully I have, when they turn 18, what they gonna get? When they graduate from college, my son is getting ready to graduate. May the 24th, I'll be at, God willing, I'll be at UT Austin watching my son, first black man in my family, graduate from basically, it used to be, back in the day, you could only thing you could do in Austin was probably be a freaking janitor and take out the trash. My son don't even realize. He's like, "Dad, why is everybody making a big deal? Because I'm graduating from UT Austin." You don't understand, brother. Has anybody been to Austin, Texas? That's like redneck heaven. Like, I don't know if you've been. You might want to go check it out. Now, there's a lot of Negroes in Austin, but guess who's running Austin? It's the capital. So for a black man to walk across the stage in UT Austin, yeah, that's changing the narrative. So you got to think different. So everything starts, but how do you think different when you got the same symbols? There's still black men getting shot in the back, same symbol. R. Kelly's on TV right now crying like a newborn baby. They put Bill Cosby. I'm not saying that he should or shouldn't. Bill Cosby stripped of everything that he got. When Bill Cosby died, he will die broke and alone, like every other Negro before him. Why? Because he don't think generationally. Bill Cosby did stuff for himself. He didn't do stuff for nobody else. He didn't build a legacy. White people and black people, they don't think alike. I'm not talking about all. I know that there's exceptions to every rule. Please don't text me talking about, where was Brother Will? What about talking about? Yeah, I already know that. I'm just simply saying I could not find a black man when I was growing up that pulled me under his wing and said, hey, brother, let me tell you how to make more money than you earn and how to never spend your principal, only spend your interest. If you ain't got no interest, you don't go party that night. You go to work and you build your portfolio so that way your money makes money. If you working for money, you a cretin. You're a slave. Your money should make money, not you. What you produce, you should touch it once, and it should produce money for the rest of your life and your children's life. It should be residual. Negroes don't think like that. White people do. You ain't got, you know, not because of race, because of generational wealth. Wealth allows you time to sit at home and drink a coffee and look at the Wall Street Journal and decide and do some day trading. Poverty doesn't. When you poverty, you better get on that treadmill. You better go packed in boxes. You ain't got time to sit at home and drink coffee and read the Wall Street Journal and decide how you're gonna move your money around, how you're gonna invest your stock. You ain't got time to look at the stock market and see, ooh, how much money did I make today? Oh, I lost some money. I need to take my stock out of Coca-Cola and put it into Nike. Oh, I'm taking my stock out of Nike. Nike's plummeting. Okay, I'm going to put my stock. Hey, Amazon, Bezos doing some good stuff over at Amazon. Oh, look at Netflix. I'm going to put all my money. Negroes don't do that. Most. I know that there's maybe Oprah and a few others that do. But on average, the narrative, brother, the narrative, sister, you ain't questioning it. You don't think. All you think is my foe and no more. All you worried about is going to the movies on Saturday. We don't build nothing. How do I know? Because I'm a black man, and I talk to black men. And guess what we talk about? Guess what black men talk about? They don't talk about building. The narrative, brother, must be changed. The symbols of success, shiny things, Negroes, I know when they do get a couple of dollars, where they go buy? A big chain and put it around their neck. What was around your neck, Negro, when you was a slave? Negroes, I know, they go to an all-black college and they join a Greek fraternity, and then they put a freaking Greek brand on themselves. Negro, what did they used to do to you when you was a slave? We ain't changed. Now we are our own slave masters. White man has set us free, Negro, but you still a slave in your head. Everything that the black people I know, they still got a slave mentality. How do I know? I just came out of it. I know black people that still brand themselves voluntarily. I know black people that still put shizness through their nose. They got piercings through their nose, their ears. Are you serious? I know my own father's father used to chain him to a tree, dip a rope in boiling water, and beat his son. That's just one generation. My father used to beat me like I was a slave. I used to punch my son in the chest like he was a grown man. And I got married, and thankfully my wife told me, if you punch my son in the chest like that, it's not going to work. I had to get out of that slave mentality. I had to change the freaking narrative. So I didn't read about this in no book, man. I did all this shit. And if you don't change your mind, you cannot change your behind. This is serious. Because we have a slave mentality. Because we've got a God that produces slaves. That's the God of the Bible. You need freedom, brother. Yahushua came that you might have freedom. He himself said, all who came before me are thieves and robbers. He says, what I do, Abraham didn't do it. You got to do something different, brother. You got to do something different, sister, than what Abraham did. That's the entire true creative narrative. Don't give me no symbol. Show me some substance. Where's your substance at, black man? Where's your substance at, black woman? How do you get into black? I don't know. But anyway, it doesn't matter whether you're black or white or good, because I know a lot of white folks, they got a black mentality. And it's crazy now, because now we got white folks sagging and singing and buying. Do you know that white people, white kids buy the most rap music now? Wow. That's white kids. My son goes to concerts, and he say, Dad, all the kids at Jay-Z concert, Kanye West concert, they all white. Like, Kendrick, are you serious? Are you sure? Like, yeah, white kids, they support the black culture. They sag now. They listen to Kanye, Jay-Z, 50, and whoever's out there. Now, I don't even know none of the name of them, 2 Chainz, 4 Chainz, 3 Chainz, whatever his name, all these dudes out now. Brothers and sisters, what is the true narrative that allows you to create freedom? Can you tell me? Don't tell me what freedom is. Can you tell me what is the process that produces freedom? Real freedom, financial freedom, health freedom, spiritual freedom. What's that process? What does it look like? Can you tell me? What is the process, not the product? What's the process? What is the process that produces financial freedom? Can you tell me that process? And do you have it in your life? What is the process that produces health? What is the process of getting rid of high blood pressure? Can you tell me? What is the process of getting diabetes, getting rid of it? Can you tell me? What is the process of getting rid of Alzheimer? Can you tell me? What is the process of getting lead out your body? Can you tell me? What is the process of getting anger out your head? Can you tell me? What is the process? What is the process of finding out, is Jesus Christ real? Is Jesus God? Is the God of the Bible? What is the process? Now, don't tell me if he is. I'm not interested in what your opinion is. Tell me the process by which you determined that belief system that you got. What is the process? What is your process? Because your process should be duplicatable and implementable. Do you got a process that can be duplicated? Can I do your process and get the same result? What is your process? Do you got a process in place? I say a process improvement. I got systems in place. I got a process in place that if you follow the process, you will get to the same conclusion on your own. Because why? The process is scientifically and mathematically sound. That's a process. This is the physics of Christ. You got a process, not a product. Don't tell me, hey, Brother Will, this is a product. No, okay, tell me. Remember in school, the teacher gave you a math problem, and they would say, show your work. When I was in school, I used to copy off of people. And and the teacher knew. They said, okay, well, that's great. You got the answer right, but you didn't show your work. And they would make me go back and show my work, and guess what happened? I failed the test, J-Money. Why? Because they knew I was dumb as a box of rocks. They knew I didn't have no process. They knew I copied somebody else's symbol. Every religion is a copy of something else. Do you know where they copied it from? If you don't, you might want to get my system or get somebody else's system. Substance trumps symbols. Oh, don't tell me about your symbol. You got a Mercedes in your car, your driveway. You got a big house. How did you do? Did you sleep your way to the top? Did you sling some drugs? Oh, you got a bunch of money, but all of my kids and your kids are strung out on opioids, but you got money. Show me your process, brother. Don't show me your symbols. Show me your process. I got processes in place. The entire true creative process. The true creation process. You better have a process that can show me how you got your symbols. Otherwise, I'm not interested in your symbol. Brothers and sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Again, the offer We'll go through, let's say, by March the 15th. Normally sell for 20 grand for everything I've done in the past, everything I'm going to do in the future, at least for 2019 is included. And this is about 10 CDs. Man, it's about, oof, man. I may need more. Last time I tried to download it into, and I ran out of the, there was no USB. There's no one USB big enough to hold all of the content. So I had to put on a bunch of USBs that I've created over the last 10 years. Really longer than that. Normally sell for 20, on sale for 10,000 for non-members, 5,000 because the members, y'all have already paid me some pennies already. So I'm taking what you've already given into consideration. And you get my entire library for $5,000, everything I've done in the past, that shows you how, it shows you the process of how I was able to understand that the destroyer Nibiru that comes into our solar system every 3,900, 5,000, whatever amount of years that it is, the powers that be, they know this, and they are preparing for it. Thankfully, you ain't going to be around when it comes because I got something called proof that tells you exactly when it's coming into the Earth's atmosphere again. They know, and it's called Hermaphila, the Great Red Comet. Planet X, this is the true prophecy timeline. This is why people are talking about the two suns. This is what it talks about inside of the Helios Biblios when it says in the New Living Translation, their king is the angel of the bottomless pit. His name in Hebrew is Abaddon, Abaddon. And in Greek, his name is Apollyon. In English, he is called the Destroyer. This is in your Bible, brothers. This is not new. This is an old story that has been told for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, and it will be continued to be told because it's cyclical. And without understanding the entire true narrative, you won't get sold a bill of goods. Brothers, for more information, email me, masterteacher33@gmail.com. I want to thank everybody so much for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
It's like a testing ground, it's degrade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beast, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters, been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters, taking all your bread, outworking you.
That right.
If you don't get it, press repeat and go. I'm so loyal, I can't leave my own.
Everything I do is from God.